This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC, winner of Trade Finance America's 2016 Company Award for Best Supply Chain Finance Bank in North America. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
Well, 19th nervous breakdown might actually be relevant for our next story, talking about Venezuela, a breakdown there, looting, blackouts, mob lynchings, hospitals with no supplies. Indeed, Venezuela's collapse into disarray is of a scale unseen in the Western Hemisphere in decades. And here to tell us more, Felipe Hernandez, Latin American economist for Bloomberg Intelligence and a contributor to Bloomberg Briefs on economics. Bloomberg Briefs, of course, is our daily newsletter with economic insights, news, and data from our team of dedicated economists here at Bloomberg. Felipe, thanks very much for coming in. Give us a little detail about the state of the Venezuelan economy currently.
Well, the story in Venezuela is a really sad one. Despite a very long boom in commodity prices during most of the last decade, Venezuela stands now in a very weak position. Economic growth has been negative for a couple of years now. They are running inflation, which is well above, they're depending on which estimate you look at, somewhere between 400 and 1,000% this year. With the current administration not showing any signs of any significant policy change anytime soon, the outlook is unlikely to get any better.
A recent story that I recommend to anyone on Bloomberg by Fabiola Zerpa, our Bloomberg reporter in Venezuela. She describes that all Venezuelan adults are assigned days of the week to shop for regulated goods based on the numbers on their national ID cards. But she says, for example, her days, Sundays and Thursdays, she says Sundays are useless. Stores have stopped selling regulated goods over the weekend a long time ago. How are people expected to live?
Yeah, well, all of this is a part of the government efforts to rationalize and distribute the little food and basic consumption goods and personal care goods that are available in the Venezuelan economy. After 16 years or so in power, the current administration has expropriated a lot of the factories that produced this type of goods in Venezuela. Since they have been expropriated, they have been very poorly managed. So now most of these factories are closed or producing much less than what they were producing 10 years ago. And many of them can't produce because, and the few companies that are still in the hands of the private sector cannot produce anything because there's a shortage of dollars. The government is not giving dollars to these companies to import raw materials that they need in order to produce the goods. The most acute shortages are in processed food products like flour, meat, dairy, a lot of products like sugar, and in, personal care goods, which, most of these were previously produced by foreign companies in Venezuela, many of them which have closed and left already. And the few that are still running, again, do not have any raw materials to produce what they have to.
Venezuelans are looking to go to their neighboring country, Colombia, to buy many of these goods. Tell us about that.
Sure. The border was closed for many months. Recently, President Maduro has reopened the border. And what we have seen in the last couple of weeks is an increasing number of Venezuelans crossing the border and going to the cities, to nearby cities in Colombia to try to buy some of these goods. This border was closed in the past because there was smuggling of gasoline, which in Venezuela is still subsidized and extremely cheap. And it's unbelievable how cheap gasoline is. So a lot of gasoline was being smuggled out from Venezuela to Colombia. And at the same time, a lot of the goods, of the few goods that the government still distributes, are also heavily subsidized and sold at prices well below the market. So some of those goods also ended up in Colombia and being sold at market prices.
Thank you very much. Felipe Hernandez giving us more detail about the economic situation in Venezuela. He is a Latin American economist for Bloomberg Intelligence and also a contributor to Bloomberg Briefs on Economics. Download the Briefs on Economics and other topics by typing Briefs Go on the Bloomberg. This is Bloomberg.
This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC, winner of Trade Finance America's 2016 Company Award for Best Supply Chain Finance Bank in North America. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.